Okay, call the meeting to order.
At 2:05.
2:05, Tuesday, October 17th. Do we do a roll call?
I didn't get that.
Yeah, we do a roll call.
Okay, member Todd?
Here.
Member McKay?
Here.
Member Duarte?
Here.
Secretary Sutton? Vice Chair Threckel?
Yes.
Chairman Griffiths?
Yes.
Liaison Seaman?
Here.
And Liaison Thornbrough. And then presenting staff today, we have General Manager Nicholas Schneider and Operations Manager Adam Brown.
Okay, yes, we start.
Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda?
There is not.
Okay.
I move to adopt the agenda.
Do you have a second?
A second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
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 Public forum. No? No. No one's interested in doing public forum.
Maybe up there?
I don't know.
See any hands?
No hands up there. Approval of minutes. Anyone have any objection to the way the minutes were submitted? Hearing none. Informational reports.
Motion to accept the minutes.
Yeah, we did to accept the minutes, so if we can make a motion to accept those minutes.
I so move.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of September 19th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Informational reports. I guess is that you, Adam?
So before we go to Adam, I just wanted to also make note that within the packet and also posted online was three small changes to the irrigation ordinance that were made at the board meeting. One was a duplicate sentence that appeared twice and it had to do with priorities. Hmm. One was we missed the word within, so we put with instead of within. So we changed that, and the third one was we changed it to regularly billing. I can't remember exactly how it's worded, but it's included in there to show. It's just some cleanup stuff that was legal cleanups that we had, and just for the edification of the committee.
Okay, so informational or
informational only? Yes.
Yeah, we changed it. Review of current and future water seasons. Is there anything else on the information report?
Well, let's just make sure that if Adam has any updates on irrigation. If he doesn't, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't have much. I think same as last month. Kind of, we still have stuff. We still up above average for this time of year. Irrigation season is obviously winding down now towards the end of the month. At the end of the month, it will be getting turned off. Other than that, the temperature and precipitation outlooks for the next month are kind of equal chances to historic outlooks. Just a couple operational things. We're focusing on some upcountry work right now, just in general, so we can maintain our flows throughout the season. We're doing a lot of work up there right now. So, other than that, it's pretty straightforward for this meeting.
Chairman Griffiths, we do have a comment online. It looks like Karen.
Oh, Karen
has a comment. Karen, we're going to try to hear you. We're having still a little technical issues, so go ahead and try to speak and see if we can hear you. You are muted, though, unfortunately.
Oh, she's still muted. Yeah.
Karen,
it's insane.
If you're speaking, we apologize. We can't hear you because you're muted.
What about her phone over there? It's in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah, we can't unmute her. Unfortunately, she had to unmute herself. She's muted on her end. You see the red microphone that's got a cross through it? What if we go to a different speaker?
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
So Comcast was like basically leasing AT&T a lot to do it. That's what's original.
I think the owl is not gonna do it anymore.
So just unplug it and plug it back in?
Just did it instead. It charges that $15,000 like it's.
Karen, if you still have a comment, you have to unmute and then and you can make your comment. Cherie, can you hear us? Can you pop in and let us know if you can hear us at all?
All right, I'm just gonna go grab our other webcam.
I wouldn't worry about video right now, just worry about microphones.
Yeah.
How come the owl's not lit up? Usually it's lit up, isn't it?
As long as it's facing you.
What'd you say?
Technology's lovely.
Yeah, until it doesn't want to work.
Can't you type in chat?
Well, I just emailed Cherie and asked if she can hear us, so we'll see if she.
It isn't her.
There is a type, but if she's on her phone, it's a lot more difficult.
The wrong noise.
Right, I'm just.
See, it's outputting, but there's nothing coming out.
Yeah, I guess we could just join by phone.
That's fine, just.
Okay, who is Karen?
I'm not sure who that is.
Oh.
She's gone though, right?
Can you, can you text Cherie and see if, can I just email her and see if you can hear us?
Oops, sorry.
No, you're fine.
She hasn't responded, but I mean, it is.
Thank you.
Thought that was Karen back to you.
Okay.
Can you hear us now, Cherie? I would just, you could just lean it up against something if you want. Alright, we'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and start the recording over. Okay. Alright, well, we're gonna go ahead and keep moving forward. Go ahead, Chairman Griffiths.
Okay, I guess we've done information reports as much as we're going to do. Action items, review of current and future water seasons.
Yeah, so we don't have any updates for this time. This is kind of a standing item that we're going to leave on here in case we need to move things around at all, and I'm not identifying anything at the time at this time that needs to be discussed. So I'll if the committee wants to discuss anything, we certainly can, but if they do not, then that's fine. We are set to end here on the 31st of October, mm-hmm. and we're hoping that you guys all had a good season.
I'd just like to say that we're cutting off water for some of our vines on today, actually, and the Cabernet we're planning to cut off on October 22nd. So we won't be watering anything to the end of the season, but it worked very well for us to have that extra month this year.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. I know that that was a bit of a bone of contention throughout the district, and it's good to hear some positive feedback.
I got one comment from a customer in Pilot Hill.
Okay.
He's on that pipeline down there, and he's wanting to have all year round water.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I think anywhere outside of where the treatment plants are, it's going to be tough because that would we would have to maintain water in the canal below Sweetwater the entire season.
The dams down there wouldn't sustain a few users?
No. I mean, it would for a short time, but you still have to supply those reservoirs constantly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's something we're exploring, but nothing that I'm going to commit to at this time.
All right, I'll pass the word on.
Yeah, so just let them know that's something that that's kind of the updates to the ordinance were to try to explore those types of things and to see if that's worth it. But it's very difficult to do anywhere below Sweetwater because then those canals have to be active 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that we discussed moving it from a 5-month season to a 6-month season. When will we start talking about that?
So that would only be if necessary. So like if we had a situation like we had this year, we probably wouldn't move the season again. We would probably extend the season if we had another wet season.
Okay, so action item B, discuss annual custom communications and forms.
Yes, so this has been something that has been brought to our attention a few times. We pulled all of the forms and customer communications that get sent out. So that if there's any changes or any updates that we need to make on our end, we wanted to have the committee get eyes on everything so you can see what gets sent out so that we can make sure anything here is updated or is the most current. So this is kind of a discussion item. This is very similar to what we did with the ordinance. We want to review all these documents and make sure that everything is up to date. Make sure that all the information is in there that we want it to be in there, and then kind of move forward from there. So we have the service application, so we can start there. And we don't have to make any final decisions today. This can be a review period today, and we can come back and we can finish our review. I think we meet one more time next month before we are finished. Correct? Am I correct? Do we meet one more time, or is this the last time, Adam? I don't
remember.
I know we don't meet every month. Is this the last one, or is the next one the last one? I think we meet one more time in November, right?
They can meet every month.
Yeah.
They can. Just it's what originally it was set up for, I think it
eight
was...
8 months, something like that.
Yeah, we were for sure out November, December, January, and we've come back in February, but if we have something to talk about, maybe these applications
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff. Maybe we should do November.
If that's okay with you all.
Mm-hmm. This is only a suggestion. I don't make the rules here.
But you do get have a say in what we discuss. So I don't know if there's anything on this application that we want to change, but I will be happy to take comments and questions. I believe that if you'll indulge me.
Well, you have three versions of the same form.
Correct.
I want to give us more information about that.
So these go out to different.
So active, non-active, inactive.
And they go, and we.
Oh, the other two are inactive and active?
Correct.
And the first one combines them.
The first one is, Adam, you've done this before. Maybe you can help me with some of these, because I'm not as familiar with all of these forms.
Yeah, I think the first one is maybe, that one hasn't gone out like that before.
No, that's I actually drafted that.
Right, so the other one is between inactive and active customer.
Okay.
So you did the last, this one, the first one we wanted to do?
Yeah,
perfect. I have a couple comments on that. If you guys don't have any comments. Where am I at? The irrigation service accounts are billed bi-monthly in advance. Do we need to have the wording change to be as the ordinance states, because that was that one little snippet in our ordinance that said.
No, I don't think so. Because this is where we can clean that up as the in advanced part.
Are you making these decisions or are they?
You asked the question. I was just trying to answer your question.
Baby.
I don't think we need to, you know, refer back to the ordinance.
No. It was changed in the ordinance because we had this discussion about billing in advance, but this year we are not billing in advance. So that circumvents the way the ordinance reads is in advance. Okay. That's the only reason I was saying, do we want to make that kind of...
Just our bill monthly, bi-monthly?
Yeah, or something where it's fluffy and not exactly the same, because so if we go to 6 months in the decision next year, is it going to be in advance or is it going to be...
And I don't think customers really care whether it's in advance or behind or what, as long as they get their bill and they know what it's due, right?
Yes.
I would imagine whatever bill date is on it to be paid by should be sufficient.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other one was, billing will be adjusted accordingly if temporary shut off lasts more than...
So that should be updated to 3.
That should say to 3, and it also should say by the district.
Well, just so you're aware, this isn't something that we did, and this hasn't been updated.
No. I'm just saying, yeah. This is kind of the cleaner of the ones I've looked at.
It's just taking the information from the other ones.
Right. So yes, that one would have to be cleaned up from the 5 to the 3, but also to make it clear that it's only going to be adjusted if GPED shuts it off versus
we can
me asking you to shut it off for 5 days. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes.
And then are we really...
I think this first form, like a lot of this first form here, doesn't have the information we have original. So I think we need to review that, make sure that this all accurate in general.
Yeah, because the other forms say specifically what dates you're going to be running and not running. And then the other question I had is on the do you supply a pond with irrigation water? And then, which I think is a good question to ask, but also do we want to know if they're supplying or is GPED supplying? You know, like, is it a, do you have a GPED pond on your property or not? Is that a question that would be...
So you want to know if it's year-round or seasonal?
There are some GPED ponds out there that they discharge into on people's property. And...
Really?
Yeah.
But that's not considered a customer, per se, that pond, right?
Right. But I don't know, do you guys know which ones they are, and do you have a record of them?
Because
we need to address and have information specifically given to those people, what they can do and not do in that pond.
Yes, that is
if it's GPED owned, correctly.
If it's GPED owned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would know Yeah, we know who those customers are. There's only, it'd only be a handful. I'm talking like five.
Okay.
Four.
Hmm? Is she on? I don't think she's on.
That was the only questions I had on that.
That's fine.
And then
so this, like I said, this is just a proposed document that we haven't ever sent out. This is something that Christy provided to us, so we may or may not use this.
Right, that's why I'm just cleaning it up. Because I think some of the questions are good.
Well, just to let you know, I didn't create this form from...
No. I don't mean it that way. Okay. I didn't mean that to come out. It's something you took and combined. Yes.
Thank you.
So the next two are ones we've actually sent out. So one we send out to active customers, and one we send out to former customers to see if they're still interested in coming back. Like I said, you guys can take these home or back and review later with more comments. I just wanted to start the conversation today.
And I'd like to say on that that irrigation customer one with those backflow certifications, we really need to, it would be nice if GPUD reached out to DMI and expressed to them that they give the customers a receipt and we don't have to like beg them for a receipt.
I mean,
because they send it to you, great, but that's not what you're asking. You're asking for the customer to send the receipt in, not DMI to send the receipt in. And they don't want to give us a receipt because they send it to you already.
Yeah.
And so that's a problem I've run into multiple years.
We'll revise that because it's actually state law for that tester to send it to us.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll also revise that to make sure that...
Yeah, so it's either get rid of that where we have to, or the tester has to...
Yeah, I'll put that in there, the tester, because it's required.
I'd rather have the tester send it to GPUD because... Send it to me, then I gotta send it to you.
It's part of their license to do that.
You know, and then, you know.
But this requires both of us to do it.
I'll update it.
Thanks.
Yeah, we don't need both of us.
How many times have we gone through?
I know. Every year.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next one is...
Ooh, surveys.
Oh yeah, the survey is the next item, so...
Oh, never mind then.
So if you want to discuss any more of the forms, then we can discuss any more of the forms. Like I said, I would like you guys to take these with, and if you have any comments, you can review them at home. We can make this an item for next time. So if there's any more comments, I can take them now, or we can move on to the survey.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean to not look
over
at you.
No, I have a question on the survey.
Okay. So, Chairman, I'll indulge you if you want to... just make sure there's no comments anywhere, and then we can move on to item C.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments? If not, we'll take it up next time.
No, I was pointing to Tick up there.
Oh, no, I don't know. Nobody has their hand raised.
Okay,
well, we can move on to the survey then, I guess.
Okay.
So this is a survey that we found that we sent out in 2018. Nothing here is set in stone that we're going to send out again. What this is a primer for you all to see what we asked for in the past and what we would like to continue to ask for in the future for irrigation customers. So,
this was for 2018.
This is for the 2018 survey, yes.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with... Just irrigation.
No, this is just something that we put. Well, these questions are, we pulled the questions for the irrigation portion of that, but just as a primer. So if there's other questions you want to ask, then now is the time. That's what we just wanted to put this in here to start a discussion.
How many was sent out?
This was sent to every customer.
Which is how many?
About 10,000?
10,000. I remember figuring it out.
Was it
no?
Was it sent to every treated water customer too?
I think this is for the 2018 survey.
It was the 2018 survey.
And what is the cost of the survey?
It's part of the rate study cost. I couldn't tell you what this portion, what the actual portion of this was.
Because it looks like you've got like 12 to 13 people.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how many responded.
I think they were, I think I said there was like 40, 41 or something like that.
Out of what, 4,000? Plus or minus.
That's a pretty good response, isn't it?
12 received.
So anyway, it's a...
Yeah.
If we feel that a survey is warranted, we can do another survey.
Well, the one we did last year, how many comments did we get on proving?
Did we do one last year?
We didn't do one last year.
I don't know, we did it one time. I remember filling this thing out one time.
Yeah, this would have been 2018.
This was when... This
you
was
were one of the 14 people.
I responded to it, and they were surprised because they couldn't find it. Mysteriously.
Maybe that's what happened to mine.
All of a sudden it went...
So, I know that we've had a lot of discussion about a survey, and I just want to make sure that we are asking the right questions. So here's some of the questions that we can obviously continue to ask these ones. I think number one is a good one. Number two is a good one. Number three is a good one as well. I mean, four is, are you happy with your service? So we can keep that one or not. But I guess what is... What's that?
That one, those first questions got answered a lot. It was the later questions that didn't get answered.
Yes. Well, it's a lot of the treated questions that didn't get answered, too.
I see. I was looking at one page.
And the people answering these were not necessarily property owners. Let me shake my head yes.
I mean,
they were not necessarily... Or no, they were not necessarily property owners. Because that was done during that 218 thing.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
What's the purpose of doing this survey?
Doing what?
What is the purpose of doing this survey?
The current purpose.
Oh, well, this was something that the committee had asked to do.
This committee here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A year ago.
So,
okay.
You send it out again to see if they're still happy with us?
I think we're sending it out to see about the interest in adding more services, more inches, stuff like that. So... We're trying. This was to try to get.
So this is strictly irrigation customer survey.
Just irrigation. We're not sending this out to. Not doing this again to all the customers.
So you won't get one.
Now, so we put out to them that we have an irrigation committee and that we have these committee meetings, and that the public is welcome to come to these meetings and express their concerns. So I'm not understanding why.
And you can request more inches.
Exactly. And I have the same question that he does, is how much is it going to cost to do this?
It would be expensive. It would be a couple thousand dollars to do this.
What is the status of adding more inches, putting it up, offering more?
So there are limits to what we can add.
Yes.
There are inches available in many areas. Not every area has available inches,
right.
But there are many areas that do have inches available.
Okay.
So, does that answer your question?
Well, that answers the logistics, but what is the district doing to offer? I mean, are there going to be offers made, or is it just a matter of how are we going to make those offers?
Well, anybody is welcome to come in and add inches anytime they were willing.
But not does the general public know there are inches to be had?
No.
And what about the waiting list? I understand there's a waiting list. I have a neighbor who says he's been on it for years, and
it would have to be there's only one or two areas that have a wait list. Most areas don't have a wait list.
Oh, they don't.
Where's the areas that don't have a waiting list at?
Oh, I would.
Up here?
There's only a couple.
I think just Kelsey has a wait list, right?
Main Ditch 2. And part of Main Ditch 1 on Upper Reservoir.
Does our end of the branch down there have extra water available?
Yeah.
Yes. Below you, there's a lot of different segments. Below you, it's tight. Above you, Main Ditch 2 has a lot available, which is above you.
Maybe you ought to do a mailing list to that area of people wanting to know if they want to add more water.
I mean, I think the plan was develop the website to kind of show that, right?
Yeah, we're going to put it on the website, definitely.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's, I mean, I get people coming up to me because they know I'm on this board, you know. And,
sure.
And they come up to me and start talking to me about, oh, they want more water. I tell them, go see the district.
Yeah, so when we do the irrigation water
season,
we do tell where inches are available.
Okay.
So off the top of my head, I can't answer that question, but we can go back and look at the report and we can show you exactly where inches are available.
Okay. Like, I can tell you if you really want to know.
The question, I guess, is, you know, when these initial do you want water this year comes out, maybe that, and say, I'm not understanding that $2,000 for a survey if we put it out when it goes out it with
that's
the other one.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Then
it's just a copy and a extra piece of paper in the bill or whatever.
And that's totally fine. We could absolutely do that way.
Yeah, so then it is cost-effective. But
what are you asking us to send out is what we're trying to figure out.
Well, I would like to see information on, one, information on the amount of irrigation available in that area. So like if Bill and I get this form, there's also a cover letter with it that says, this is to let you know there are multiple inches available if you're interested in increasing your irrigation.
So targeted mailing like that would cost more money.
Well, you're not targeting that many people, because how many irrigation customers are there? 400.
Mm-hmm. Route is what's available.
We're not talking.
We can absolutely send a letter out that says there's inches available in your area.
Yeah. So I mean, basically give the overview of what the irrigation season means, how if there's inches available for this area, and do you have any other questions? And here's exactly who you call to ask for those questions to be answered.
I haven't seen the irrigation bills. Are they similar as the treated water bills?
Yep.
Is there a section in the bottom where you can put stuff in there like you can on the regular water bills?
What kind of stuff?
Information.
Like a memo note.
I don't know if it goes.
Yeah, we do that in our business. We can add in. The postcards are cheaper than a letter as well.
It's like get the magnifier and blow it up.
I'm just putting it on the website.
Well, you got to tell them it's on the website.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But if it's a resource, I went looking on the website for a bunch of stuff this past week. And
we're doing a lot of work on the website.
I know.
I agree with
you. And that's good. But, you know, I mean, it is the 21st century. People should be learning to access by the internet, not by snail mail. Right?
Well, and the problem you have is that people go to other people and ask them questions instead of the people coming up here to find out the real answer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, it's like I don't even bother answering anybody's questions. I give them a phone number of who they need to call, and they can give you the answer. Don't try to give them an answer, and that's what I don't like hearing that other directors do that. But anyway, you give them who is the expert in the field to get that information so you can get something done and get the district to be on the good customer service end of things. And they get to know Adam's not a bad guy.
Well, that would depend on who you talk to. Right?
Jury's out.
He stole my buck, so he's on my list right now. So, yeah, but, you know, things like that where they're actually having to work with the district themselves. You know, we are not the ones that give them the answers. We're the one that sort of fluffy puffies things so that they feel good to go to the district to get the answers.
I mean, I would say
that the fluffy puffy thing. I don't care what you say.
I would say we absolutely can send out a little cover letter that would just say that there are inches available in your area, and I don't know, maybe you and...
Yeah, I think it would be pretty...
I'm thinking pretty down and dirty, just...
Yeah, I mean, make it simple and make it very brief.
Okay.
Because nobody wants to read this whole dissertation of stuff.
No, just like when you send out the bill for the season, put a little paper in there saying there's more.
Well, like
no, that's gotta be before.
Director Thumbro did mention that there. I think there is an area where you can put like the
it's
website.
It's a pretty good area, and
who reads that?
A couple bills. Well, that's your turn. Pipe down. By the way, I'm not ever telling you again if I help a customer. when you guys put in there about the financial assistance,
Lira.
You guys had it in all caps. It stood out. It had a bigger font. I mean, it was in that bottom section where. What does it say down there? I forget. But anyway, it's a section on the bill. I mean, that really stood out.
The only question is, I don't know if we can separate between treated and irrigation.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know they're separate bills.
Don't you put out separate bills?
Yeah. No, he's saying put it on the irrigation bills.
Right, okay.
The last irrigation bill might have already gone out.
Yeah, but we could do it for next season.
But what
if we pre-bill, then we can do it for the pre-billing.
But what I'm saying is, the initial application,
yeah,
and then at that point you do it then.
Yep.
Then maybe when you get that pre-bill, you also have that tattooed on there that says
irrigation. We'll put a link to the website.
That irrigation must run 24/7, and put that whole little thing in caps on there.
So we'll put the whole ordinance in there too?
No, it's just that.
We're going to send the ordinance out to everybody.
Ordinance.
It's that 20.
That's what you got to put.
It's a 24/7 thing that most of them don't realize they have to do. They have to turn that water on and let it run. They can move it around, turn it off, turn it on, but they can't cut it off for the weekend or because it's raining outside or whatever. And that's what we have a problem with. That's why there's all that overflow that goes on and why we lose so much water.
That's why you go down there in the morning and their sprinklers aren't flying. They're just sitting there because...
Yeah.
Shut the boxes down. You don't have any water.
Right.
Yeah. I have a question.
Go ahead.
It sounds to me like you're talking about offering additional inches to current customers.
Correct.
You're offering to have former customers come back. What about towing new customers? And what is, I assume that there has to be a setup, something installed. There's, charges and that sort of stuff. Where is the information on that? And are those going to be gone after as well?
I mean, that's part of our website that we have. We do offer this as a service. To target everyone who's a potential new customer.
No. I'm not talking about targeting, but it seems to me that it's not totally obvious and easily determined how to go about getting service if you haven't been a former and you're not just looking for more inches.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't know even where to start on trying to find how to get information to everyone that mm-hmm. could be a potential customer, if that makes sense.
No, but I think it warrants, some thought.
I
think that anybody that is interested in getting the service would just call you guys.
It's what? I'm sorry.
Just call here and see.
And the website's great because you can get a phone number off the website. I hate websites you can't get phone numbers off.
Yeah, I don't.
I do.
Really quick, I did see Cherie, you raised your hand. I don't know if you still had a question or not.
She didn't get back with me.
Oh, she did?
No.
Well, I saw her hand go up and then it went back down.
Period?
We're having a rough
okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think you're going to have to entice people to do this, to get the new customers, to have the old customers come back and get more inches to maybe a 5% or 10% discount.
Can't do that. That's against the law.
Mm-hmm. That's just a newspaper article.
I mean, we absolutely do that.
Because that's free.
Money talks.
No, that's an app. If you have somebody do an article.
We've tried to put out articles and they won't even pick up our press releases.
Really?
Really.
The local one?
And do we still have addresses and stuff from past people that have water that no longer take it in that area down there?
Sure wants to talk.
Oh, she's pretty demanding.
Yeah.
Oh,
that sounds like a wife for sure.
We're lost.
Can she hear?
She said she can't listen.
Oh, it's not working? You can't listen?
Yeah, I just got your email. Sorry about that, Cherie.
So he's just going to put me on speaker. I'll listen. So she can't hear us either?
No, I don't know what's going on. There's something wrong with the technology. Hmm. It's just one of those days.
You know, we lost customers because of the big creek jumps.
we did.
And that's a trigger that, okay, how can we get those back?
You could appeal to their sense of environmentalism, because the more customers you have, the higher the water basin goes, which is good for the entire community.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to say, is we need to see of how we get, I mean, let me go up here. The previous board didn't want irrigation, wanted to kill it completely. You know, now we have a board that's not taking that approach. We have an irrigation committee, and it would be nice to figure out how to work to get people back into the system. I haven't seen that happen.
Expand the system in places.
That'd be the easiest way to get more customers.
We could expand the system to other places, but that would cost money.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking to the customers we lost.
So
we went from, I don't know, 4 whatever, down to 418 or something, 450 something to 418, and then the engines dropped like a bullet.
Because you raised the rates.
Yeah, but you lost them for a reason, and the reason is still there. They're not going to come
back.
But
you don't know that. Right now, they may be.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Well, you don't.
But, like, to address the comment from the public, I can't make a discount for one customer over another.
No, I'm not talking about discounts.
Well, I want to make sure that we get that on the record. It's because that would be an unfair. I'd have to give that discount to everybody. There's just no way. So, just to answer your question, if I said that, then I would. You ever gotten a new cell phone? You ever gotten a new cable bill?
You know,
people get really mad when you give a new offer to somebody new, but not the old people. And public utility code wouldn't let us do that.
We could promote sweep grants, the grants that I know I've applied for them forever.
Well, the only thing you could do is if we have addresses, all these people that don't take it, you might send something out and say, hey, there's water available if you're interested.
Well, yeah, we do send that out to those that are former customers.
Yeah.
So we can add that into the letter. We'll add the letter. I mean, we still send out former customer applications. So they really want to sign up again, then they can sign up again. We'll put the letter to say there's still interest available in your area. You're a former customer. We'd love to have you back. Stuff like that. So, I mean, that's definitely something we can do.
Yeah, because if... When we got that rate increase, it was jumping, you know, 10% a year, like. So, yeah, no wonder everybody was bailing, because...
You could do a comparison to the cost of this district compared to other districts.
Yeah, but I think just seeing that...
That would be compelling, I think. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea what it is, but...
I would say we're one of the lowest.
Yeah.
Look good in the graph.
What would you say?
You look very good in a graph.
Oh, good look, yeah.
Yeah, if you hit a graph with all the different...
I did the math earlier.
That's not a motivator.
What?
That's not a motivator.
No, I know.
Yeah, but if you're less than everybody else, I mean, I understand it may not be the motivator, but we sell our water for about $120 an acre foot when it comes to raw water.
It was all part of the 218, too. That was well publicized.
Seeing that big jump of 10-15% every year was a fear factor of, do you really want to keep having it, or do you want to? Were they reducing it to try to still have it, but you know, save some money?
I don't think you'd want to do anything until you find out what the rate study comes back with, because you don't want to get these people in on the current rates, and then the next thing they know, you know, it's going to make another jump.
Well, we don't know what it's going to do, but the thing is, that was what happened. I'm just explaining why we had that big dump of inches. It wasn't because all of a sudden nobody needed water. It was because they were seeing 10-15% a year for irrigation. It wasn't that way with potable water, but it was that way with irrigation.
But we lost customers before the first increase would have taken effect, and no increase ever took effect. It's still the same price it was when it got raised in 2018. It hasn't been raised since then. But we lost people from Jump Street as soon as...
I'm just trying to explain why I think that we lost those customers. I know I have somebody sitting in this room right now that dumped 2 inches because of the cost. Mm-hmm. Not because of, what you're saying. Oh, right. So I'm just saying, if we need to just look at it and say, okay, take a look at us again. The district is a working body that's actually working well. You know, it wasn't before. Let's move, you know, let's go with the positive here of what the district has become.
You might not get much interest at the moment anyway. With interest rates so high,
well,
it's really tough to add to your costs every year at the moment.
Right.
Do we have another rate study on the horizon?
Yes, so yeah. We have to do it every 5 years.
Oh, crap.
Game on.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're anticipating sometime next calendar year having that completed.
Okay.
So it seems as though we don't want to do a survey. However, we do want to send out a letter that says that there's inches available, which we can do, and then to both current and former customers, that will include what is out there. Am I getting the consensus of the committee?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Shake your head.
In either direction.
So
whichever direction you feel.
Did she want to comment or say anything? I don't know if she wants.
You want to say anything, Sheree?
About what subject? I don't even know what subject you're on.
Oh. Talking about the survey. And
survey.
But we're not going to send one out because that's basically what we're saying.
You only got 10% back.
We got 40 respondents last time.
Yeah.
Not even
10%. It's like 0%. Okay, that's Chairman. I think we can move on with that.
Yeah, where are we?
Item 6D.
November.
Oh, approved rescheduling of regular November Irrigation Committee to a special meeting.
Yeah, so we have a conflict. I believe multiple people have a conflict for when this is supposed to take place on the 16th. I will be unfortunately out of town at a conference that I'll be speaking at in Auburn. It's the Water Forum for the Mountain Counties. So I was requesting that we either move this to the 9th or the 7th.
And I will be there as well.
And the 7th is actually really rough for me because I have a pending meeting as well. So
it's election day, it's rough for me. So,
so maybe if we want to not have a November and we want to move into December, because all of those dates actually have become really, really bad for me.
December sounds good.
December sounds good.
So did you say, you said the 16th was bad?
The 16th is bad, the 9th is bad, and now the 7th is bad for me too.
Is the 14th bad?
That's a board meeting day.
Oh, that's
bad for you. It's New Year all day.
So if you want to be here, we'll do it. We can all pull our hair out. But if you want to do...
you can't do the 21st is too close to Thanksgiving.
The 21st is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. She was right. It's pretty close.
No way.
Oh, the 23rd. Sorry, the 23rd is Thanksgiving.
No. It's always around the 26th.
Y'all could have a turkey dinner. We'd come.
Yeah, you all come. We'll cook a turkey and we'll have it.
Bring the wine.
Bring the wine. I love it. All right. Let's do it.
Hey, we got our...
If we want to do...
So we're looking at the 28th?
Because the 28th, I'm out of town.
30th is what do you call it? Yeah, but we don't need you.
Oh, then by all means. You guys can have a meeting without me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. We could do it the first of November, but that's right around the corner. I mean, that's only 2 weeks from now. We could do it.
What's the second?
What's the beginning of December that
looks like? We could do it the 7th. Well, that's a finance committee meeting, though.
We got a joint meeting then, right?
And it's election. Mm. Of whoever is running.
November 7th is the election. 9th is fine for me. So December's.
Whose election?
The country.
This November? I thought it was...
It's the odd year election.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're right. Everybody does. It's the most important one.
Wake up,
Steve.
My gosh. I know they were voting this morning.
We could do December. Yeah. No, like December 5th. Oh, jeez.
Next year?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong next year.
I you can pick a day and I'll just tell you whether I'm good or not. Because
in December?
Any yeah, sure. February.
Hey, we're getting better, man. Do I hear March?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could do January and do it on the 11th.
Isn't that
board meeting?
No, this is Thursday. I'm operating.
January 4th or 11th? Yeah, that'd be fine. Either one of those days. 4th is a Thursday. They're both Thursdays.
Does that give us enough time to review the forms and everything and get them put out for putting out to the public?
When do we send them?
They get mailed out the 1st, 31st, December.
Till then we need to see.
Have to meet in December.
Because the board wanted to see the forms before you put them out.
We can meet the 18th.
In December.
Are we
or the 11th?
What month?
December.
Those are Mondays.
Yeah. I'm snowballing here, trying to figure out where we can do here.
Well, then how's the board going to see them? I just heard the whining about they thought they should see them if they changed.
December 4th, we could bring them to the board on the 12th.
I move.
Huh?
Also I could do Mondays.
December 12th?
Wow, never mind.
The wrong
year.
What?
I'm like, that's what I did to her because I did the 21st. So December 4th. Tell me what is working about, or December 4th or...
I'm good on any Monday.
I have a question for the board. Some boards have alternates. You can send somebody else if you can't make it. Is that a possibility of something we can do here?
Unfortunately, no. It's you who is appointed. So, but we don't necessarily need you. I know that's going to sound really horrible. As long as we have four in the room,
we've got her here.
Because there's five in the room right now, so we're actually good.
Yeah, no, my son is very involved in the vineyard. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm in D.C. one week in December. I have no idea which week.
Yeah, so. I understand.
But that's okay.
We could probably put him on the committee, too.
We might consider that next year. Because
we do have one opening, if you want to apply.
Oh.
Is there a nepotism
thing?
Do you
want two of us? Is that legal?
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
It's not nepotism. You're not voting on it, so it wouldn't be...
I can tell you what, he's better qualified than me. He's a crop science graduate from Cal Poly, and he actually does the farming.
Well, he'd probably appreciate that.
Yeah, he's 22. Yeah.
He'd probably appreciate that. That'd be good.
He would hate me throwing him under the bus, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of his life now.
It's not throwing him under the bus.
Oh, I'm throwing
him. It's giving him experience with his new information that he got.
Just after working hard all day, he might not want to do that.
Interest, and we can. Okay.
If I remember my upbringing.
It's up to the board. It's not up to you. So there's no nepotism.
No. It's up to the board. Nothing to do. And I can abstain from that.
And you don't have a supervisor in here, and you're not going to be supervising him, right?
No.
Then not nepotism.
The wrath of mom.
If you want to do a Tuesday, we can do December 5th, 4th or 5th, and I have a meeting that I can just cut short that day.
I like the 4th.
December 4th and 5th?
4th or 5th. You guys choose amongst yourselves which would ever be easier on you.
It's a Monday, Tuesday?
Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Either are fine by me at the moment.
Either.
Do we need a motion or something?
We will need a motion, yeah.
I move to make it December 4th.
At 2 o'clock?
At 2 o'clock.
On a Monday?
I'll second it.
Actually, that works, yeah.
Okay. Been a motion and a second to
make the
next meeting December 4th at 2 o'clock. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All in favor?
All
right. Any opposed? Okay.
So that passes unanimously, 6-0, 5-0, 5-0.
Well, then whatever form we get done,
5-0.
They get done, then it could go.
Well, what we're going to do is we'll do the letter. We'll bring the letter that we're going to send out.
And the form.
Okay. Which form? Because we're going to send out the forms that we have now, because one goes to regular customers, one goes to former customers.
Those can come to the board
at that time.
With the, changes with the letter to the board on the 12th.
Yes, yes. And we'll
any irrigation committee recommendation.
Great. We could absolutely do that. And I'll have... I'm agreeing with you.
I know.
Oh, I'll have Adam and Stephanie draft the letter that goes out to... the customers that say we have inches available, and they will be targeted. So there might be more than one letter. So we'll just break it down by each region that we have. Say there's X number, and I almost don't think we should say there's this many inches available. Just say there's inches available.
And emphasize how they're chosen.
There could be.
That is a lottery. We have to emphasize that, you know, you can't just say, hey, yeah, I want an inch, and you'll get one. But there's some sort of a selection process.
And do you ever
take the language out of that?
Tell people, oh, you've got it, because like
they can't do it until you guys approve it.
No. I apply for so many inches, which I apply for every year. I don't hear anything back until I get a bill.
Yeah, but you're a former customer. You're a current customer, so as long as you're applying for what you are, you're not changing anything.
But you're missing my point. Nobody really knows if you ever really get it.
You're
under the assumption you got it.
Right.
But you're not changing anything, so we're not going to notify you.
You're missing my point.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. You're saying we haven't notified you back that, hey, we heard from you.
There's no confirmation.
Right, because I know. I've gotten
what... But the bill is your confirmation.
Yeah.
But no, by
it
that...
comes before the water
No,
goes.
Because by that point, it's too late. Because you needed to be notified that, A, you got it.
It's no news is good
B,
news.
I...
No news is good news. For the applicant. That's what I'm saying.
You're not on my list, Adam. Anyway.
Well, we'll be deep into it.
So the point is, I have to submit it. I don't know if you've gotten it, because we did have this happen once. I have to get my backflow preventer tested, and that submitted. So, I mean, there's...
We don't do backflows every year, though, do we?
Yes.
Yes, you do. There's a recertification.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're good for 3 years.
I wish.
Nope.
That would be good.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I like that. That would save me some money.
So, that's why I was notified
that I needed one that first year.
So that's why I'm just saying. It would be nice to have something back that says, yes, you have it. Now I know it's triggering me to get my backflow preventer done, and I don't have to scurry and get, you know...
After the applications close, I mean, maybe we haven't reached out before, but generally, like, yeah, we'll reach back out if there's an issue where you're applying for more. But yeah, I guess we're going on the assumption that if you have had water in the past...
And I don't know if you've gotten it.
Right.
That's the problem.
Okay, well, that's
fine. I mail it to you.
Uh-huh.
It's gone into that hole.
But don't you contact the existing... If his existing customers don't renew, don't you contact them?
Mm-hmm.
No news is good news.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We absolutely call them all.
Yeah,
if they do.
I got
not,
it because I walked in the building.
Well, no, it's not saying you've already had one.
No, but if for some reason you don't send in, like you decide 1 year you don't want to do it, we would contact you and ask, are you sure you don't want to do this?
We didn't receive
any application request. Yeah.
If I've missed something, they always communicate with me.
Yeah, we always ask if you.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Because you sent your application.
That's
what we're saying. If you don't...
I sent my application in, but yeah. I don't know...
Yes, we're saying if
there's nothing
you don't,
that says, like, I can go in on maybe WaterSmart or something that says, you've checked that box.
Can that be done? Just to check in on their accounts on WaterSmart?
So you see what, maybe on irrigation, it's like, okay, application was submitted, backflow preventer was certified.
Current season date.
That would be nice.
Yeah, let me add something to this. I, this year, filled out the application, dropped it in the mail with a postage stamp. It never got up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get a call?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I came up here and asked if they had it, and they said no. And so I went home.
When was this, though? Was it way before we would have made a phone call? How long until you...
Yeah, that's probably the situation.
Oh, no, I always check before the close.
The close of what?
Of the, you know, the close of the time.
March 31st.
Yeah, so then you would have... That would have been before we would have contacted you.
Okay.
So,
March 1st deadline.
So if you come before the deadline, then we wouldn't have had a chance to call you.
I know that, but I'm not going to wait till the deadline because
that's just not
how I roll.
No. And I, that's great, but not everybody's like that. But what we're trying to say is, in your case and in your case, we would have contacted you if anything changed. If you changed...
You're making an assumption that it everything works, and we have no history with this district not working. So, moving on from that, we're trying to be believers that this is now a new era in the district and everything will work right.
That's what I'm
right,
hoping you...
But nobody will be... Well, I can't tell you that. But anyway, that is there a way now that we could find, like, where we see it's been checked off? We know that...
We can come up with something.
Well, then I'll chip in with my 3 minutes.
Thank you.
We'll come up with something.
And she's on the committee.
We did that. We did that one time many years ago. That was great. We'll come up with something. If it's something we can do in Water Smart, or if it's something we can do... I just hate to send out a whole other set of letters. Or
an email that says we've gotten your...
What if you don't have your email, though?
You do have your email.
Yeah, you've got it on the form.
We don't have every...
Is that on the form?
No, what if we don't have their email?
Right.
What if we don't have your email?
It should be on the form, and you do have my email.
Yeah.
What happens if somebody doesn't put their email on the form is what I'm trying to say.
In fact, that may be... That
would
need to be added on the
form.
It's
on ours.
It's on ours. That's not our form.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a post office that is not reliable on getting mail and bills.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's...
And can you make that a requirement, not a please, this would assist us?
Well, if we make it a requirement and they don't fill it out, then they don't get nothing.
Da-da!
Well, now we're really making enemies.
Yeah. But you would get
then we have lots of inches available.
No, that I don't think that would cause
it. Is all this discussion even on the agenda?
It is, kind of, yeah.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It says right in here, Irrigation Committee member comments. Committee member.
Well, that's a typo.
So we'll come up with something.
It should be an S in parentheses.
Thank you, Christy.
I am a committee member.
I will come
She's
up.
She's not.
I am. I'm agreeing with her. I think that it's very easy to go to Water Smart and figure out the logistics.
We will come
Get
up.
Somebody in IT.
We will come
a
up.
A simple
with,
check mark.
We will come up with something.
You will. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think we're on to if there's any other items. For
the committee. I have another question.
At this point, I'm not sure what you're addressing, so you'll have to. Is it for the committee comments and reports?
It's for the committee comments.
Okay, well, I'll let the chairman take over again. And we have digressed far enough. I'll let the chairman take over.
It's a nice.
So, question. Irrigation committee member comments and reports. Who has come? Yes.
I was curious about a map of all of the ditches. I found it very difficult to find a map of where the ditches go, and I was curious if that could be attached to the ordinance when it goes out to people, or is there something that I'm missing?
I think there is a discussion, I think it's before your time, where that is privileged information. Or
yeah, I don't know if I want to put
you're
that.
It's not allowed to be released to the public.
Really?
Well,
some.
Guess if you really wanted it, you could put a PRA in, but.
It's in the best interest, I think, of us.
It's kind of an infrastructure issue with, like.
You don't want somebody messing with it.
I don't want somebody, yeah. If you have a question.
But if you have new people that want to have service, they have no idea.
Then they have to ask someone that has access to the map.
Okay.
They probably got our neighbor that knows more.
If you have a
neighbor,
we can talk
offline.
But
well,
I don't know if I want to release specific. Like a...
No, I understand that. I remember one of the meetings that I was attending, and I was attending on Zoom. Somebody referred to a map that was here in the room.
Oh, it would have been one of these maps. It would have been these maps.
Of the ditches?
There's no map. We didn't refer to any maps of the ditches. We were referring to the
you
map
did.
Of Stumpy.
It was something that was
he
on
did.
A display.
Because you either brought it in one time, because isn't it come down off?
There was